remember.
Five.
Item number five, from the Fiscal Operations Administrator, Combined Court-Related Operations, submitting an informational report detailing a total projected surplus in the Department of Pretrial Services for professional services and purchase of services in the amount of $687,953 for calendar year 2013. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee took no action. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Dave Ellinger.
Good morning, Mr.
Ellinger. I'm the Fiscal Operations Administrator for the court system. In the spirit of Milwaukee County Ordinance 5602, where we have to report revenue deficits, we thought it was a very good idea to report an expenditure surplus of this dollar amount. It's approximately $688,000. I could definitely go into the details if you want, but the memo that I had previously sent out does kind of recap everything. I'll be glad to answer any questions if you have it. On a separate but, in our minds, related issue, for the 2014 budget, the pretrial services has requested an increased tax levy of about $637,000 for new case management software. IMSD is going to be creating this software, and the chief judge has requested that the committee or DAS keep the surplus that we're projecting in mind to pay for this rather than having the tax levy increase. The thought was that Pretrial Services already has the money and we shouldn't tax the public again.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor on the list.
Supervisor, quick question. Is what was DAS's response to that request? And if it is a surplus from this year, then would they not need to get going on that that program now so that they could complete it by December 31st?
Did you hear a question, sir?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, first of all, we were thankful that courts came forward with this surplus and notified us of it. You know, they certainly didn't have to and could have spent those funds on other things, so we're grateful that they did. It's really a policy decision whether that surplus will be spent this year or in the 2014 budget. It would certainly help the 2014 budget if the funds were expended in 2013. And it is, I think, a need as we've seen the pretrial services grow. But as far as the policy implications, we're fine with it either way.
Thank you, Supervisor. This item is informational unless directed otherwise by the committee. Is as much as reserve fund is going to be created, so you can just leave it as informational. If somebody else wants to do something, then it's up to the committee. Saying no one.
Mr. Chairman, when you say it's informational, so the actual transfers and all, that'll just all come through a fund transfer subsequently, or
Mr. Ellinger?
We have not coordinated with DAS on that. As Josh had indicated, it's kind of a policy issue. Josh was thinking that funds may be used in the current year, and so then if those funds are used in the current year in another area, we would have a surplus, that other area would have a deficit, thereby using up the funds. So I think it's more of a matter of us working with the county executive's office to see where they really intend to go with it. And as Josh said, we're fine with whatever decision is made. We were trying to be creative in finding funds and keeping the tax levy down.
I guess I'm trying to understand, Mr. Chairman, procedurally. Mm-hmm. Are we being notified, or is our lack of action our consent, or what's the mm-hmm. what's being asked procedurally?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I think if the county executive agrees with this request by the courts, then you'll probably see a fund transfer in the September cycle to move the funds so that they could pay IMSD to create. Right now it's in the services appropriation unit. I believe that would be the case.
Okay, so it's at this time it's a notification. We'll subsequently see a fund transfer at which time we'd be taking the actual action. I appreciate
it. Or if anything changes, then we'll know about that too. So this is, if anything changes, since the surplus is noted, it's going to be put in reserve, but if something changes, then we'll find out about that too. So we're just receiving notification of the action.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Item number, anything else for Mr. Ellinger? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Item number six.
Thank you, everyone.
Item number six, from the Director, Department of Human Resources, and the Director, Department of Transportation, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization for the mid-year 2013 creation of one position of Human Resources Coordinator at General Mitchell International Airport. Title code to be determined, pay range 30M. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Bateman and I are here requesting approval to add one HR coordinator position who would be 100% dedicated to the airport and physically located at the airport. The size of the airport has grown to the point where it's around, 300 mm-hmm. employees. And the HR support we have allocated to it right now, we have an individual who's got about 1,000 people in his kind of sphere, and we typically want to shoot for a 1 to 300 or 1 to 400 ratio. So this group needs some dedicated support on site. Number one, so employees have someone to go to who's right there, who managers can access. And because the position would be off the tax levy, we're hoping that this would be something you could support.
Thank you, Director. I have to laugh at what you just said. Of course we'll look at supporting it. Any? Supervisor Haas.
Mr. Chairman, I would move approval.
Supervisor Haas moves approval of item number six. Any comments? Questions? Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you. What's the likelihood that this position will in the future be absorbed into the airport's budget versus tax levy?
I'm not sure I understand. The position would be off the tax levy, so it'll be in human resources but funded by the airport's budget.
They would cross charges.
So you use cross charges. Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
We have a motion for approval. And again, the idea is to take the burden off the other coordinators and create this position so that work at the airport can be done more efficiently. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excuse.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.